Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun! And see you later.
Hello and welcome to the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I am your host and facilitator today, Helen Gould, and with me today I have
Ben Meredith,
Bryn Monroe,
Lydia Nicholas,
and special guest
Maddie Searle.
Excellent, lovely. Well, now we're entering into the third episode. How are you feeling, Maddie?
Good, yes. I am intrigued and terrified by all the weird things that have happened.
What are you talking about? It's just a pit. It's just a pit. Just some tall people and some sticks and stones.
All perfectly ordinary things.
Speaking of the pit, I realised that I missed the tick for the wall project, the last turn of last episode. So I'm just going to...
Yeah, just draw that.
Ring the pit with a wall.
ring the hole.
The mystics are controlling access.
Oh, controlled access to the hole.
Yep.
Right, so As you may or may not have noticed, audience, we have been moving quite lackadaisically through this. We are still in summer and we're meant to get through to winter. So I'm going to start being very rude and mean to everybody. Right, Ben, I believe it's your go.
Okay.
Draw a card.
I shall.
Ooh, scary new Helen.
Yeah, I got the Two of Diamonds.
All right.
Someone new arrives. Who? Why are they in distress? Or someone leaves the community. Who? What are they looking for? I think someone leaves the community. I think it is the militia group. I think that given that they've made a couple of plays on power and haven't been able to get it, they're like, screw you then. We're going to go do our own thing. So what they're looking for is an independent community. They just want to go and do their own thing, and they're no longer putting up with any of this mystic rubbish, which they think is distracting from the important stuff.
Makes sense. What's your action?
I am going to... start a discussion.
Oh, yes?
Should we replace the militia?
Absolutely not. I hated everything about them.
Yeah, I don't really see the point of it. Like, we have all this, these interesting resources, we have these new allies. Like, who needs a bunch of people grumbling around with swords?
I think we need to make sure our home is protected, but not be aggressive outwardly. Just need good defences. Good defences make strong neighbours.
Wonderful.
You'll forget too quickly how difficult it is when others come looking for what you have. We definitely need some sort of force standing ready to defend what's ours.
We should teach everyone to defend themselves, but also keep negotiation and diplomacy at the forefront of our plans.
Wonderful. All very reasonable viewpoints, I am sure. Lydia, it's your turn.
Yes. Cool. Quickly. I have drawn the Seven of Diamonds. Introduce a mystery at the edge of the map. Or an unattended situation becomes problematic and scary. What is it? How does it go awry? Ooh. I think that we see fires in the distance.
Ooh.
In the direction of the forest. So it's quite hard for us to see, but one evening when we are in the ruins, someone looks up, and so we are on, we're having a discussion on the kind of second floor, one of the few places where we can stay, and we look out and we can see smoke against the horizon.
Okay.
It is far away, and we can see very few details, because as I say, like, that's uphill, so it's not obvious, but...
Okay.
Something is happening.
So that is our mystery at the edge of the map.
And in terms of discovering something new, introduce a new situation, I am going to say that we put quite a lot of paste in the trading circle.
Uh-huh.
And for the first time, nothing is left in response.
Oh no. Terrible news. Maddie, it's your turn.
All right. I have the... King of Diamonds, and it just says, summer is fleeting. Discard the top two cards off the top of the deck and take two actions this week.
Oh my god. That'll speed up the game a little too.
Yeah. The game's taking matters into its own hands. So, two actions. First off, I would like to hold a discussion, and the topic is, should we do anything about the mysterious fires, or should we just leave them alone?
We definitely should. I mean, the reason that the people who live in the forest aren't leaving anything is they have their own problems. We should offer them help. We need to be good neighbours.
We should not interfere with them. This is them saying that we are not a priority, and we do not know their ways, and we do not know what they want.
I think we should keep ourselves to ourselves.
We've got enough of our own problems without taking on other people's.
Oh, I'm definitely marking some contempt.
Yeah. I would say that fires spread, and if we don't do something, then it might come to bite us in the bum later.
I like the idea that there is a faction that speaks like that.
Yeah.
Like, it'll bite us in the bum, and it's like, no, we have deep and pressing woes. Well, your woes might bite you in the bum, mate.
And my other action would be sorry, just having to think.
Would you take a suggestion?
Yes, I would take a suggestion.
What about, given your starts of the discussion, a putty-outy fire project?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
search
of
party.
Course.
Search party.
Yeah, absolutely. That is an excellent point. I will take that suggestion and start a project to send out a crack team to go and investigate the fires and see if they can offer any assistance. So would you say maybe that's like a couple of weeks length or a bit longer?
3 weeks? I mean, Lib was saying it's obviously it's edge of the map, so it's got to be quite far away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll set a die for 3 weeks for the rescue party.
Wonderful. And I shall take...
the final summer card.
The final summer card. And I have drawn... ooh, the Jack of Summer. Oh, God. Predators and bad omens are afoot. You are careless and someone goes missing under ominous circumstances. Who? Or, predators and bad omens are afoot. What measures do you take to keep everyone safe and under surveillance? Do not reduce project dice this week. I'm going to choose predators and bad omens are afoot. You are careless and someone goes missing under ominous circumstances. Who? And the grey giants have suddenly, we wake up and they're gone one day. And all that is left is a bare patch of scorched earth where they once were.
Oh.
Ooh.
That chorus of oohs is so affirming. Thank you. And my action is to hold a discussion. Should we find where the grey giants have gone?
Yes, they were our neighbours. We were talking to them. I mean, I think they'd protect us. Or at least be interested.
We shouldn't spend any more resources looking out for other groups. We sent one team already to investigate the fires. We can't spare any more of our crack teams to send off onto the moors. We need our crack teams here at home.
We never understood why they arrived. We're not going to understand why they leave. They're too alien for us to know their motivations. It's an ineffable question.
We've already sent people out to investigate something else mysterious that's happened. Maybe they're connected. They might come back with information that would be useful in the search for the tall grey people.
I say, yes, of course, they are my best friends.
I was going to mark contempt, but actually, with Maddie and Helen, it's like, okay, fair enough. Seems quite balanced.
Right. And with that, summer has ended.
Oh, no.
Bryn, can you draw a card from autumn?
The Ten of Clubs. Harvest is here and plentiful. Add an abundance.
Mm.
Or cold autumn winds drive out your enemies. Remove a threatening force from the map and the area. I was expecting things to get worse. This seems like a really positive card.
This might be the only good one in autumn.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Okay, harvest is here in plentiful and abundance. I'm going to say that for reasons beyond our understanding, the sheep give birth again.
Extra sheep!
Confusing.
Weird sheep.
And slightly scary. There's another... Do lambs come singly or in groups? I don't even know how. I know so little about animals,
one
you guys.
At a time.
They are born usually as singles or twins. Triplets are not common and not simple.
I'm going to say triplets then. So
ooh,
something. So it's very out of the ordinary. Not only is it weird that the sheep gave birth when we weren't expecting that, but also there's more lambs than we were expecting. So sheep has become an abundant resource.
Okay.
And these sheep. Have little pink markings. The new sheep have little pink markings over them. Currently, they're the normal size for a newborn lamb. But...
we live in the goo zone.
I went to the goo zone.
I have added sheep, brackets, pink, abundant.
Then I have an action. I'm going to start a project. Autumn is here. Weather's getting colder. The project is to build some weaving equipment to weave wool into warm woolen clothing.
Good shout.
So this is specifically building the equipment, not making the clothes.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to say that that's going to take 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to be... like, we're not doing it on an industrial level. It's not too complicated, but it's also a minor project, so we're not devoting very many resources to it in terms of time. So 2 weeks.
Cool. Ben, please draw a card.
Mine is the Three of Clubs. Someone leaves the community after issuing a dire warning. Who?
Oh.
What is the warning? Someone issues a dire warning and the community leaps into action to avoid disaster. What is the warning? Start a contentious project that relates to it. So I'm definitely taking that one.
By the way, the rescue party has done whatever they're going to do, so maybe that's related.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Right, so yeah, the crack team returns, and they have found that the Grey Giants are the ones starting the fires.
No.
Yeah, and like they seem to be hell-bent on burning down this forest or doing something with that area. The contentious project is that people get very scared by this and start kind of preparing themselves to fight the giants if they return.
Oh no.
So they're kind of arming themselves, and obviously if it's contentious, not everyone agrees with that. Project-wise, arming oneself, I'd say 6 weeks. Like, it takes a while. We have not been militaristic before. We've actually got rid of all of our militaristic individuals.
they
have to make weapons.
Headed off, yeah. So
everyone's like, oh, crap, maybe they shouldn't have. Oh dang. And then my action is I'm going to discover something new, introduce a new situation. The fires are spreading and encroaching further, so I'm going to add fire onto the map, and it's starting to threaten the settlement of the people who live in the forest.
Oh, no. Okay. Lydia, while Ben's drawing that, please draw a card.
Okay. A natural disaster strikes the area. Choose one. You focus on getting everyone to safety, remove an abundance, and a project fails. Or you focus on protecting your supplies and hard work at any cost. Several people die as a result.
Ooh.
Ooh. What are the projects that we have ongoing at the moment?
Arming against the Grey Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Building weaving equipment.
Okay. I am going to say that we get everyone to safety, but the loom... So what happens is some kind of earthquake and an encroachment of the pink goo swamp, which creates basically a pothole situation, pink pothole. And the wonderful abundant sheep, a lot of them fall into it, and does the loom. Oh. So we have sheep, but there is a scarcity once more, and the loom project fails.
Oof.
The people survive, but we are a little worried about the encroaching cold weather. Mm. I will say that is then the thing that I discover on the map is now a pothole situation.
Okay.
Which is here. So I'm going to symbolically include a sheep in a pothole. I'm sorry that both of them were your projects, Bryn.
All good.
But there's room for anger about the looms.
So we've got a goo pothole right next to our settlement now.
Yeah, we've got a goo pothole, and obviously folks are quite worried about potentially falling into potholes.
Mm. Yes. Okay, I put sheep, pink/otherwise, scarce.
Mm.
Maddie, please draw a card.
All right. I have the Four of Clubs. The strongest among you dies, what caused the death? Or the weakest among you dies, who's to blame for their death?
Ooh.
I think someone wants to slaughter one of the sheep, but someone else disagrees with that and says we need to kind of conserve our valuable food for later in the winter. And they get into a tussle, and the weaker one gets shoved into the pink pothole and just disappears.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No one's died to the paste yet, so this is a first.
So what action are you going to take?
I am going to hold a discussion and say, do we need to enact some kind of punishment or judgment on the person who shoved the other person in the pothole?
Of course, it's murder.
An eye for an eye. Shove them in the hole too.
Whoa.
We need everyone's hands on deck. We don't have enough crack teams. Their family should be compensated, but we cannot afford to lose a pair of hands either to an execution or a jail cell. We need everyone free and available to work. Frankly, it was an argument that any of us could have got in. It's not like he was murdered in his bed.
Cool.
Exactly. It's a crime of passion, and we need all hands on deck right now. Maybe in the spring we can decide what to do. Maybe we'll banish them. But right now, we don't have to be friends with them. They have done something terrible, but we need their help.
we should keep them on a kind of probation and keep close watch on them and make sure that if they want to be part of this community, that they follow the rules in future.
People may want to add some contempts there.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take contempt on that.
I shall now draw a card. And I have drawn the Five of Clubs. Oh, God. The parish arrives. Who are they? Why have they chosen your community and for what? Or a small gang of marauders is making its way through local terrain. How many are there? What weapons do they carry? I'm going to make this a little bit dark and I'm going to say the small gang of marauders comes mm-hmm. through our village. There are about the same number of marauders as the militia who left, and the weapons they're carrying are the same as the militia people. Ooh. Something clearly has gone amiss with the people who left our village.
Oh dear.
Oh no.
The action I will take is I will start a project on defences for the village.
Are those hasty defences or like strong defences?
They are probably going to be hasty defences because time is running out before winter. So I'm going to say maybe 4 weeks.
I would almost say less, and we will mark on them that they are not particularly brilliant defences. It's like yeah. we will shore up the doors. But I mean, it is, okay. you know, it's up to you.
No, I think that makes sense, especially because it's more likely that people will be doing it in a panic after surviving an attack. So, okay, 3 weeks. Okay. Bryn, please draw a card.
The Jack of Clubs. A project finishes early. Which one? Why?
Mm.
So, what were our projects?
Arm ourselves, with 2 weeks remaining now.
Defend ourselves, also now with 2 weeks. Or we'll be at the end of this turn.
Those are the only two. So my other option is if there are no projects underway, restlessness creates animosity and animosity leads to violence, who gets hurt. But since there are projects underway, I'm going to say that. So the marauders, you know, they're not nice. They take a little bit of stuff, but they're not like pillaging completely. They move on again. And then a week later, a handful of them come back. So we, you know, there were maybe, what, 10, 12, and three or four come back and ask to join us. And oh. so, because they're bringing a little bit of experience and some weapons back with them, essentially they're able to help finish off the existing weapons and help the training of the other people. And so it completes that project.
We are armed and ready.
Yeah. What's your action?
I think I'm going to discover something new. And I think that the new discovery is going to be that the forest dwellers have forced the grey giants out of the forest. They've basically, the two sides have more or less blown up into all-out conflict, and the forest dwellers have lined up a set of monoliths along the edges of the forest pointing towards the moorland, and the conflict is more or less over for now, but both sides are just, you know, sort of quite ready to fight in that sense. But that the, yeah, so there's now a line of monoliths along the southern border of the forest. And the discovery is that, yeah, the conflict is between those two factions is growing, oh. I guess.
Oh, that's interesting. I mean, I guess it maybe confirms that the forest dwellers were the ones who placed the monoliths along the path as well, just without us knowing.
Mm. All right. And on that intriguing note, we shall take a break, and hopefully in the last half of this episode, we will enter winter.
Ooh.
Winter is coming.
Oh, no! Hello, everyone. It's Helen here, and I want to talk to you about a new member of RQ Network, The Silt Verses. This new audio drama from the creators of I Am In Askew is somewhere between horror and contemporary fantasy, both weird and dark, which I'm sure listeners of our original podcasts will enjoy. Follow the characters on a road trip down a sacred river in a land of bizarre gods and monstrous sacrifices. If you're a fan of American Gods, this show is for you. Search for The Silt Verses on all podcast platforms, or visit thesiltverses.com to find out more. Have fun listening.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And welcome back. Ben, it is your go. Please draw an autumn card.
All right. I get the Eight of Clubs. Someone sabotages a project and the project fails as a result. Who did this? Why? Someone is caught trying to sabotage the efforts of the community. How does the community respond? So what projects? We've got Defend Ourselves, or is that done now?
I think that's the only one that's ongoing.
That's the only one that's still got like a week left.
I think still that project fails. I think they've been sabotaged. Aww. Just like strategic parts have been taken out of these hastily constructed barricades, and you know, the next time we come to build them or finish them off, they collapse. Who did this? Is an interesting question. Okay, who did this? It was the Mystics. Why? We don't need physical defenses. We have our power.
Our faith will keep us alive.
Yeah.
Excellent. And what's your action?
I want to start a discussion. It's one the Mystics hold. Does anybody dare oppose us?
Absolutely. Get out.
You can't. Like, maybe your faith will protect you, but not all of us want to take your strange paste. We need defences. This is unacceptable.
I'm scared and I'll do what you tell me.
We should be able to coexist. If your faith precludes our defences, then we have a problem.
You need to open your ranks. You can't just be you. You need to offer the paste and your power to everyone in this community.
The paste.
The paste of power.
All right. Lydia, please draw a card.
Ooh. Someone returns to the community. Who? Where were they? Oh, sorry, this is the Two of Clubs. Or you find a body. Do people recognise who it is? What happened? Ooh, lovely. I'm going to say that on an excursion to the south, one of the bodies of the militia is discovered. And I'm going to say that what looks like happened is that they were what's the best way to kind of, essentially they look like they died without putting up a fight. There is no, like, there's no explanation. They don't seem to have been surprised and stabbed or anything. They're just sitting and like a weapon is through them from the front. So the suspicion arises that this was done by a mystic who had the power to control them without using weapons. They were forced to sit quietly while they... In fact, maybe there are several bodies. The card only says one body, but if that's kind of permissible. So that maybe connects up to the stories that the marauders that came to us said, which was that they didn't kill our militia people. They just found the weapons in a kind of cache, and it wasn't them
that specifically killed them. And yes, so the suspicion arises. And I think that I'm going to have a discussion. One person is going to accuse the mystics of having killed the militia.
Okay.
It is a town hall type-a-roo situation.
The mystics have gone too far. We're a community.
They must have had a good reason.
It wasn't us. There are others with our same powers.
The militia had left the community. It is not necessarily a crime against us to go after them and make sure that there were no loose ends. Not that I'm saying that any mystics that I'm aware of did it.
Powers like this can't go unchecked, and if we're already seeing consequences, then we need to be very careful going forward.
I'm going to mark contempt, I think.
Hmm? Maddie, please draw a card.
All right.
I'm going to draw the bodies on the map.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, no. I've got Queen of Clubs, and I've got disease spreads through the community. Choose one.
No.
You spend the week quarantining and treating the disease. Project dice are not reduced this week. Or nobody knows what to do about it. Add health and fertility as a scarcity.
Oh.
So, are there any projects happening at the moment?
No.
So, but I would feel bad just being like, well, technically, there's no project dice. So, I'm just going to add health and fertility as a scarcity.
Okay.
Very quickly, what's the nature of the disease? Does it have anything to do with the paste or the smoke or the...
Oh, yeah, maybe... We don't necessarily know, it could be smoke inhalation, or it could be the effects of eating food grown with paste. We don't know yet.
And what's your action?
My action is to start a project to research into the disease and discover what the cause is. So how
Good
long
idea.
Do you think that would take?
4 weeks?
Yeah, let's say 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, my go. So I have drawn the Seven of Clubs. Oh, this isn't good. A project just isn't working out as expected. Radically change the nature of this project, but don't modify the project die. When it resolves, you'll be responsible for telling the community how it went. Or something goes foul and the supplies are ruined. Add a new scarcity. We're going into winter. I'm going to make it a terrible winter. So I'm going to say something goes foul and the supplies are ruined.
No.
And
oh, no.
It says add a new scarcity. Our sheep are already scarce.
Mm.
Is it food?
Not our lovely plants. Did the paste make them short-lived as well as huge?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, maybe they're massive, but they rot really fast.
Ooh. Yeah, okay. I'm going to knock food down from abundant to scarce.
Oh,
no. Not again.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. My action will be discover something new. And the thing that I'm going to discover is that the fires have indeed begun again and bigger this time over at the edges of the forest.
Oh, no.
So I'm just going to do this.
Burn them all.
Scribbling all over everybody. All your fires are really nice, and I've just put like. So basically, that part of the forest is now impassable.
Okay.
Bryn, please draw a card.
The Nine of Clubs. The community works constantly, and as a result, a project finishes early, or a group goes out to explore the map more thoroughly and find something that had been previously overlooked.
We've got 2 weeks left on the Research the Disease project.
Yeah, what other projects are there right now?
Ooh, that's the only one.
None here.
And we are scarce on food. Be lovely if someone dug up, like, a forgotten McDonald's or something.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I guess with the scarcity of food, we return to the previously stopgap measure of foraging in the forest for, berries and mushrooms and such like. And we find something previously been overlooked. It turns out that one of the most common types of trees in the forest does actually bear fruit. We hadn't seen it before because it's only just reached its season, but it turns out there's a lot more fruit available in the forest than we at first thought.
Nice.
And what's your action?
I'm going to start a project, and I'm going to say the tensions between the mystics and the rest of the community have reached a head, and the resolution, not necessarily the resolution, but they, someone suggested that these powers couldn't be shared, these powers had to be shared. Mm. So I'm going to say the project is induct the entire community into the into the mystics. Everyone gets the paste. Everyone learns the powers.
Well, it's good. We've got a really convenient paste pothole like right next to settlement. So it's all,
yeah.
And that's not protected by the wall. So
yeah, dip a hand in, have a scoop.
Yeah. I'm going to set that to 5. I feel like that's pretty big to get through everyone properly.
Yeah,
it's not. They're not going to like rush it. It's going to be handled sensibly.
And I guess they're trying to do it reasonably surreptitiously because the mystics are like,
no. I think the mystics are on board. I think,
oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is a group decision that probably not everyone's happy with, but I think everyone's like, well, this is the best option we have right now to avoid the community splintering into completely separate factions and everyone falling apart. Is the kind of decision.
In which case, I mean, I think it should be a little shorter then. 5 weeks, like, we're not a massive community. And if...
Yeah, we're less than 100.
If the dominant faction is also like, nah, yeah, fine, let's do this.
Okay.
Like, maybe 3 weeks? Maybe there's some persuasion for, like, holdouts.
Mm. Yeah, all right. Let's set it to 3 weeks. That seems cool.
Huzzah and hurrah.
Also, like, just to check, the fruiting trees, does that mean our food is no longer scarce? Do you think that's the effect of this discovery, or...?
Shall we say food no longer scarce?
Sure, it's just normal.
Okay. Ben, please draw a card. Okay,
I added some fruits, some little orange fruits next to the trees on the map.
Nice. Sweet.
Six of clubs. Introduce a dark mystery among the members of the community. Or conflict flares up amongst community members, and as a result, a project fails. Do I immediately torpedo that everyone gets the paste project? I think so, because as you say, like, the mystics and the thing are coming to a head, and some people start to accuse the mystics of, like, this is just a way to exert more control. What are you doing? And, like, yeah, basically just some of the holdouts just will not, and, like, a properly dissident faction emerges.
Yeah, I think that you know, that's the swing back and forth of different power dynamics. That feels very authentic to me. That project instantly fails.
I'm going to start my own project, which is banish the mystics.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
And I'm going to give it, what do people think? Like, this is a pretty significant thing.
I'd say give it 6 weeks. And if there is something that comes up that says a project fails.
Yeah.
It is very much on the chopping board.
Cool. Mm. Yeah. So this is starting off as dark whispers and people being like, you know, maybe something should change. And it's like, this is building as a conspiracy. Okay. Yeah. That's me.
Excellent. Lydia, your turn for draw a card.
And also, heads up, the research into the disease ends on your turn. So do with that what you will.
Mm. Ooh.
The Ace of Clubs in autumn. The community becomes obsessed with a single project. Which one? Why? Choose one. So, like, I don't get a choice about whether to do this. It's just what the kind of version is. So it's either they decide to take more time to ensure that it is perfect, add 3 weeks to the project die, or they drop everything else to work on it. All other projects fail. If there are no projects underway, the community becomes obsessed with a grandiose vision. Hold a discussion about this vision in addition to your regular action for the week. So I think that the thing of all other projects fail obviously isn't relevant. And like Maddie, it'd be a bit rubbish to get off on a technicality.
Yeah, so technically the turn order is that this happens before the project dies. So there are currently two projects underway.
Oh.
One is banish the mystics, one is investigate the disease.
Ah.
If after this action you let the die tick down, then investigate the disease will resolve. But in turn order sense, it is currently still active.
Always Bryn with the rules. He knows what's going on.
We're on the quiet stack.
Cool. Yeah, you've got to get the stack order. I think that the obsession with getting rid of the mystics means that there is internal strife that involves sabotaging the search for the cure of the disease or the cause of the disease. You know, evidence is tampered with in order to kind of get someone on side.
or to mean that blame gets moved around. So while it's not quite the exact thing on the card that they just drop it for the everything, it is so much of a priority that it sabotages other stuff. So yes, that is that. There is no grandiose vision except getting rid of those pesky mystics.
Sorry, very quickly. So is the only effect of that that the healing project fails?
Yes, yes.
Okay, fine.
So yeah, it doesn't get faster or longer. I'm going to start a project. With the fires restarted, I'm going to get a bunch of people who want to create a fire break. Interestingly, that is going to, I'm guessing, kind of potentially bring us into conflict with the forest dwellers, but we do not want our little section. I think what actually makes sense is widening the path to turn that into a proper fire break.
Yeah.
So that is the thing. I think that's quite a labour-intensive project.
Yeah.
5 weeks?
Yeah.
Well, we're into winter. So, Maddie, please draw our first winter card.
Oh my goodness. All right, here we go. I have drawn the Seven of Spades. What is winter like in this area? How do community members react to the weather? So, I think to be extra unpleasant, we don't get nice fluffy snow that you can make into snowmen. You get just slush and sludge, and it mixes with the paste and
And
so there's these like paste, sort of weird paste fumes coming up because the slush is reacting with the paste and kind of creating a weird chemical reaction. And so yeah, I think people are more irritable than usual, and more fights are breaking out across the community that are already exacerbated by the mystic civilian conflict.
I'm starting to get like real ergotism vibes from this paste.
Yeah.
What is ergotism?
No idea what ergotism is.
Ergot is the thing that they theorise cause like the dancing plague. It's a mould that you get in bread and could infect people. It's hallucinogenic and causes like big mood swings and stuff. So all of like the weird end of day stuff, like that German town where they went super strangely religious, they reckon it was ergotism and stuff like that.
Okay. Maddie, what's your action?
My action is to look for herbs in the forest that might help cure the disease. We don't know what causes it, but we might be able to find something that helps with it. So how long do you think that would be?
It's a short one.
I mean, if you're gambling on just some random herb helping rather than understanding,
very much. Yeah.
Because you're not looking for a specific thing.
Yeah.
You're like, let's just try.
2 weeks?
Yeah. And it can be very much like, you don't find a thing, that's totally cool. But yeah, I think people would try to do something.
Yeah.
Okay, my go. And I have drawn the Eight of Spades. Winter is harsh and desperation gives rise to fear-mongering. Choose one. Spend the week calming the masses and dispelling their violent sentiments. The week ends immediately. So, no action. Declare war on someone or something. This counts as starting a project. remind me what the situation with the mystics is. Are they still quietly trying to convert people? Or did that fail?
That failed, but now we're on, at the end of your turn, it's 3 weeks left on ousting.
Conspiracy against the mystics from the non-mystic factions.
Yeah.
Possibly an alliance of non-mystic factions.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm not sure you can declare a war on them at this point, because they're still technically part of the community, even though there's this movement happening.
Then I'm going to say that the mystics back off a little bit because they realise that they're on the verge of being chucked out. And because my week ends immediately, I do not take an action.
No project dice tick down and no action.
Anyway, Bryn, it's your go.
Oh, me already?
Yeah.
The Nine of Spades. Someone goes missing. They're alone in the winter elements. Choose one. The community organises constant search parties and eventually the person is found. Project dice are not reduced this week. Or no one ever hears from that person again.
Oh, no.
I'm going to say it was the young mystic. It was the young mystic who was the one who laced the irrigation channels. She was charismatic. She wasn't a leader amongst the mystics, but she'd managed to unite a small group about her own age of mystics and non-mystics into that project a while ago. And so she was one of the potential bridges between the mystic faction and the non-mystic faction in the community. She disappears. No one ever hears from her again.
Oh dear.
Discover something new. The forest dwellers start assaulting the team that is trying to create the fire break. They're not coming out like directly attacking. Mm-hmm. They're still in the forest. They clearly don't like being perceived or interacted with directly, but like small projectiles, you know, there are occasional volleys of small projectiles of stones and wooden arrows at the team creating the fire break.
Things fall apart.
Oh no.
Oof. Well, Ben, draw a card.
Yeah. Oh, it me.
Yes, it you.
It is the Ace of Winter. Oh, what's this?
Oh,
goodness. Now is the time to conserve energy and resources. A project fails but gain in abundance. Or now is the time for hurried labour and final efforts. A project finishes early but gain a scarcity.
Ooh.
Now, given the theme of it is kind of we're devolving into foolish conflict, I'm finishing the Oust the Mystics project. And what do we have that isn't scarce? Paste.
Yeah.
Paste becomes scarce.
They take the paste with them.
Yes, the mystics are finally ousted. They, like, there is an alliance of a larger faction that collectively banished them, and the militia have aligned with the non-mystics, so they force them out. However, in response, the mystics conduct something, a ritual? We're not sure, because they're no longer part of the community. And the paste crystallizes and becomes hard as rock.
Ooh.
It can no longer be harvested.
Mysterious paste is scarce.
Yes, mysterious paste is scarce. Because you have to sort of like hack it out of the rock in order to sort of get any that can be used.
It's basically like getting blood from a stone at this point.
There you go.
And also the herb gathering project is finished now that the paste is crystallized.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Cool.
And what's your action?
Okay, it works. Like, they found the correct herbs, and people are kind of like, yes, now the mystics have gone, everything's coming up. Well, I was going to say spades, but winter's bad. So, yeah, and my action is, I'm holding a discussion, what do we do now?
So, just to clarify that, does that mean if the herbs are working, health and or fertility are no longer scarce? Has one of them become unscarce again?
If they're working, then yes, we can remove that as a scarcity.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, and discussion. What do we do now? This is kind of like the new ruling council, or they're having another town hall because they're like, oh, you know.
Mm. Well, we try to treat with the forest dwellers. We must try and make them understand that we are trying to protect part of the forest. We can't have another enemy. Maybe they're also angry that we can't put paste in the exchanging circle, so we haven't been able to provide that to them anymore. Maybe we could grant them access to the hole, and they can see for themselves.
Now that we've got rid of the mystics, we need to defend ourselves from external enemies. They're attacking us, we should retaliate.
We need to bunker down and focus on survival.
We should try and fill in the hole that's closest to our camp, because it's a reminder of a regime that is now gone, and we don't know if this new crystalline form of the paste is dangerous.
We have just got through a terrible like internal conflict. We cannot have more enemies. We need to try and talk to the people who live in the forest and stop them.
I'm going to take a point of contempt.
Ooh.
So am I. And Lydia, it's your go.
Cool. I have drawn the Two of Clubs. A headstrong community member takes charge of the community's work efforts. Project fails, and then a different project finishes early. Or a headstrong community member tries to take control of the community. How are they prevented from doing this? Due to the conflict, project dice are not reduced this week. I'm going to say that... What projects do we have ongoing? We've got the fire break, which I think is down to two. And what else? Anything else?
That might be it.
Nothing for me.
Okay. Right, I like the continuing idea of conflict. A headstrong community member tries to take control of the community. It is somebody that I'm going to say has, in the previous discussions, kind of been represented by the point of view that wants to start fights. I will be honest, I cannot remember which of us at different points has said that, but somebody who was actually one of the marauders who came by and has made lots of allies and friends and been part of the conflicts, tries to take control and wants to start an aggressive push. But that does not successfully happen because there's enough of a conspiracy-forming alliance already around that a whisper spread and they are stopped from leaving with the weapons to leave the sort of repaired ruins, the unruined ruins where we live. So Project Dice are not reduced, but nothing actually fails. And there is tension continuing between the surviving groups. As they discover something new, the weapon stores are now kind of guarded by an alliance of different factions. So I'm going to say that a new situation that I'm trying to draw now. No, this is where the swords live.
I'm going to mark contempt out of the marauder trying to take control.
Cool.
Excellent. Maddie, it's your go.
All right. I have drawn the four of spades. All the animals and young children are crying and won't stop. Hold a discussion about this in addition to your regular action for the week. Or a great atrocity is revealed. What is it? Who uncovers it? I'm kind of intrigued by this whole crying business. So yeah, let's hold a discussion about why the children and animals are all crying.
If I were young and impressionable and lived here, I would be crying too. It's been nothing but aggression and conflict and hatred. We need to treat people kindly, treat each other kindly.
I think they are being poisoned by the fumes from the paste from the holes. We need to give all of the children and the animals very high doses of the herbs that we randomly found in the forest a couple of days ago, which I now absolutely believe in.
They're all whining and we should just ignore them.
We're under mystical assault. It might be the mystics we expelled. It might be the forest dwellers. We have no way of knowing.
If our children are in distress, we must try a little bit of everything to see if it works.
Excellent.
My other action will be to... Yeah, I think I'm going to start a project to fill in the hole that's next to our settlement. The smaller one.
Finally, the council are doing something about these bloody potholes.
So how long do you think that will take?
It's a big pothole, so four weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've got the five of spades. Winter elements destroy a food source. If this was your only food source, add a scarcity. Or... winter elements leave everyone cold, tired, and miserable. Project dice are not reduced this week. I'm going to choose everyone being cold, tired, and miserable because we've got the animals crying, the children are crying.
I don't really want to fill in this pothole if the children are crying at me.
That's what I will choose. And my action for this turn will be to... I'm going to start a project of, what do you call it? Enrichment for children. I'm going to see if we can make like some kind of creche or nursery or something to put the children in and cheer them up.
Nice.
And I'm going to say it's probably going to take like move.
not stuffing them in a hole.
No, not putting them in a hole. Absolutely not. I'm going to say that takes like 3 weeks because we've probably got shelter. We just need to gather the things to put in it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Cool. And following Bryn's stack method, which is the correct method, now is the time to announce that the fire break was finished either this week or last week. I lost track. But yeah, now no worry about fire.
Okay.
Oh,
fair. Nice. Fair.
Hooray. Bryn, please draw a card.
Oh, I've drawn the King of Spades.
Dump, dump.
The Frost Shepherds arrive and the game is over while everybody is crying and sad.
No, I choose to believe that the Frost Shepherds are lovely and they take us to a happy place. We live on a farm now.
Yes.
Good old frosty farm.
So we don't get to find out the resolution of the various problems. The Frost Shepherds arrive.
Sometimes it be like that.
Is the card just like, you're done?
It's just, it literally just says, the game is over.
Yes.
I kind of like that it leaves lots of threads hanging.
Yeah,
me too. Thank you, everyone, for playing this. I'm really glad that we played this.
What an interesting
game. Something very different from what we usually do.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Do we think the Frost Shepherds were an element we've already encountered, or do we think there was something completely outside the context of the game we'd played so far?
Maybe the Frost Shepherds are the Grey Giants.
Yeah, I think that we don't really understand, right? Like,
yeah, I was thinking maybe the Frost Shepherds are like effectively an ice age and the Frost Giants were trying to create heat. I don't know. That's just what's in my head.
I mean, that's what the fire was for, yeah, and it didn't work. No.
They were trying to accomplish global warming.
Yeah.
Famously a good way to keep ice ages away.
Yeah.
I really like the fact that kind of over a Halloween episode, while there wasn't like spooky things happened and there were inexplicable things and there were the fragments of what would be a spooky story, you know, like the Grey Giants turn up and they're just around the village, or like they're visible in storms, or like there's people who are trying to clear this path to protect a community from a raging fire, and they're being kind of like pelted by arrows and rocks in the dark, but by things they'll never see. Like lots of spooky stories, but we were focused not on telling the bits with plot. We were doing the community. So I like that. I like that.
Yeah, it's interesting. The game does say that, you know, there may be the individuals emerge during the telling. And I wonder if we should have named a few of the people and had more specific characters. But I really like the sort of the very general way we told the...
We have characters.
Yeah, very like top-down view. I liked it.
Yeah, we didn't name anyone, but we definitely had characters emerge.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like, you know, five M. Night Shyamalan movies have crashed into each other.
And that is your Halloween treat. All right. Oh, I'm glad you all had a good time. I had a good time. I love a good GM-less game.
A lot of fun.
Well, thanks for listening. It's been a good time. And happy Halloween, I guess, when is Halloween this year?
October 31st, usually.
Yes, same day every year.
All right, I was asking for that. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by Hannah Preisinger. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at The Rusty Quill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord or via Reddit at r/rustyquill. Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.